coach of the ASCO Engineering Lady Heat. That is James Mad Dog Madigan. Very good morning to you, James. How are you, buddy?
Good, man. How are you doing today?
Very well, thank you. Thank you for joining us. Congratulations. A good win over Craigieburn by a couple of points last week at home.
Yeah, it was a thriller, Matt. We didn't play as good as we could have, but we sort of hung in there, and in the last 1.6 seconds of the game, we got Demarva Henry got a shot up and went in to get us the win by two. So now she's the second most famous person in the Henry family this week.
Well, that's right. It was a doubleheader at home, and of course the men's heat had Craigieburn. They won as well, 98-76. We'll catch up with the coach of the men's heat, Calvin Henry, tomorrow morning. So this weekend, playing at home again, another doubleheader, Western Port for the Lady Heat. What do you know about Western Port?
Well, they're the ones that knocked us out last year, so, you know, it's they're always tough, and they ended our season early last year, so we certainly want to try and get back one on them this week, and they're a good team. They'll be one of the top couple of teams this year, and we still haven't got our full team yet. Our import's still on the way, so a couple of weeks away yet. And so, yeah, it'll be a good game again, and the men are playing Surf Coast, I think, so it should be another great night. We had a massive crowd last Saturday night, and I think we'll get the same this week.
Yeah, terrific stuff. So how do we beat Western Port, mate? Is it the run? What is it?
Yeah, it's just playing better. Like I said, we haven't been playing well this year, but we've got a couple of wins already, which is a good sign. But, yeah, we've got to get our running game back, which we haven't been doing yet. And like I said, we just got Bronte Pezzaniti back in the team after having a little baby, Orlando, late last year. So she's going to take a couple of weeks, but she certainly helps us with our running game. So once she gets back into full form, I think we'll be in a good spot.
Alrighty, how's training been throughout the course of the week?
Yeah, always good. The girls love this time of the year. You know, it's all fresh. We've had a bit of a break, so, you know, they're up and about at trainings, and, you know, it's going to take us a while. We're still a little bit clunky, but I think as the season goes on, we'll get better. We've got a lot of road trips coming up too, so it's going to be a hard first half of the season.
It's always tough on the road. There's no doubt about that. The Osloans Hothouse, what a fantastic facility and the place to be on a Saturday night, especially when you guys are playing.
Oh, mate, it was rocking on a Saturday night. It was as loud as the final series was. It was great. And we've got a junior heat break up this week, so we've got about 160 of our up-and-comers going to be there as well. So it's going to be almost standing room only, I think, by the time game time hits around.
Yeah, terrific stuff. All right, so what time's tip-off Saturday night?
The normal 6 o'clock for the girls, 8 o'clock for the men. Like I said, we paid to get there a little bit early probably this week with the amount of people that look like it's going to be turning up, and look forward to that. And we get a break the following week for Easter, so we'll be going all out this weekend.
Fantastic. So Western Port on Saturday night, Surf Coast, as you mentioned, for the Kings Construction men's heat. And we'll catch up with Calvin tomorrow with details, but really looking forward to this weekend. And, of course, you guys, hopefully, fingers crossed, mate, another win.
Yeah, hopefully, mate. Should be a ripper.